Over the last decade, there has been an increase in childhood obesity throughout the globe, and this is a major public health problem. When we look at oral health, there is some evidence that there may be an association between being overweight and an increased risk of caries and periodontal problems. There have recently been two papers in the orthodontic literature that has showed that overweight children didn't cooperate as well during orthodontic treatment and they developed more white spot lesions than their normal weight peers. However, these were retrospective studies and may be subject to bias. The ideal type of study to answer this question is a cohort study, and this was a new paper that was published in the European Journal of Orthodontics and called Increased BMI in Children, an Indicator for Less Compliance During Orthodontic Treatment with Removable Appliances. And the author was Dr. Von Bremen. The aim of the study was to prospectively and objectively evaluate the compliance of orthodontic patients undergoing treatment with removable appliances and to compare the wear time of normal and overweight patients. This was a prospective cohort study, and this was situated and done in two orthodontic practices. They enrolled, from 2011, all patients who were undergoing treatment with upper expansion plates and the Sander appliances. Each of these appliances were fitted with a thermosensitive microsensor that evaluated and measured the amount that the appliances were worn. They instructed all the patients to wear their appliances for 15 hours a day, and they also recorded the body mass index of each of the patients. They eventually enrolled 50 patients. 25 of these were considered to be overweight, and 25 were of normal weight. They found that both the normal and the overweight children wore the upper expansion plate significantly more than the Sander 2 appliance. When they analysed the data, they showed that there was an association between BMI and appliance wear. That is, the higher the body mass index, the less the patients wore their appliances. Their overall conclusion was that within the limits of the study, they felt that children who had increased BMI had a higher risk of not cooperating as well during orthodontic treatment with removable appliances as their normal weight peers. And perhaps we needed to provide more information to this group of patients. I thought that this was a good study. It was interesting and it could provide us with useful information that allowed us to target our advice to our patients. The good points were that it was a prospective cohort and all the patients were retained within the study. However, there was one problem which could be important, and this was that the investigators did not measure the socioeconomic status of their patients. This has been shown in other studies that social economic status and obesity are related. Furthermore, social economic status may also be inversely related to compliance. Therefore, we must be very cautious in these findings, in that there is a substantial confounder that is not taken into account within this paper. The authors drew attention to this in their excellent discussion. However, overall, I feel that this paper does provide information that may be clinically useful, and we should perhaps consider this in our advice to our patients. Increased BMI in children, an indicator for less compliance during orthodontic treatment with removable appliances.